What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and the Caps are going to the playoffs, baby.
C-A-P-S, Caps, Caps, Caps.
What a run for this Washington team, who frankly, I mean, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, there's about 10 times this year the Caps were dead. They were... Backstrom had to step aside. I don't know the formal term for whatever is happening with Backy, but, you know, Backstrom's out. Kuznetsov is in basically the NHL version of rehab, it seems. They trade guys away at the trade deadline. Then they get hot, kind of out of nowhere. Then they get cold again, and they just lost six straight like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the season – now, was it a little bit of a pillow fight in the East? You had a lot of teams not sure who was going to make it. Fine. But they won their last three games in a row.
Yeah.
They won four of their last five. B. Mitch, their legs were jelly last night. I mean, Everybody could see it, and they grinded, man.
But it shows you just how things go sometimes. I know a lot of times when people begin to, like, sell off people, the assumption is automatically, oh, they're going to just pack it in. But you forget that people that are getting chances are people that's been trying to impress somebody for a long time. And the young guy started to play well. Ovi is still Ovi, okay? I don't know what was going on earlier, but all of a sudden he found we saw the Ovi that we were accustomed to seeing. And then when you get the help from these young guys who are still trying to impress, all of a sudden you're going to play teams that are thinking, just like fans are thinking, oh, they ain't going to come to play us. Then all of a sudden they look up and there's 5 minutes left in the third period and you're losing. So the Caps end up beating you. Then they start feeling good about themselves, and their confidence begins to grow. And then they end up in a situation like they did last night where it's win and get in. The other team hadn't been playing well. And what did we say earlier when we talked to John yesterday? If the Caps got up early on them or got one up, they want to pack it in anyway.
A number of things happened that were pretty damn interesting, entertaining in this thing. Ovechkin is so good that when you first saw that first goal, it looked like he scored with his butt. Like, when you first saw it, like, until they – you know how hockey can be kind of wild anyway, like, trying to figure out where the deflection comes from or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was kind of like his glove, his arm. But at first, I was like, yo, did he just score with his ass? Like, is he that good?
Well, he scored on his ass before.
That's true.
On his ass and his back.
And I just thought it was really fitting for Ovi to get the first goal in that game. And right. And like we all said, you know, Caps got to get up early in this. Otherwise, whatever. Nobody wanted to see what would happen otherwise. And they got up early. But, dude, when the Flyers scored, that was late in the second period or maybe midway through the second period. They were flying around after that. And you could feel like the kind of tempo in the arena changed.
They knew you were in the arena. Like, we don't want this guy JP Finley to be happy.
I was laying low in the arena. Don't you?
I
worry.
Know you were.
And that press box. So Wells Fargo. I don't know that I had ever been there. I had been to the old Spectrum, and obviously I've been to the Link 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo's a cool arena. Like,
it is.
Arenas are arenas, pretty much. Like, they all are kind of the same, but they do a good job of making you feel really close to the action. I'd be quite curious if it's bigger or smaller. Toby, maybe you can look that up, if it's bigger or smaller than Cat 1. But, B, I think, listen, obviously Ovi's the star, and Charlie Lindgren has been so good. And Lindgren made a point of talking about after the trade deadline, like, man, we're still in this thing. You know, sucks to lose
leadership,
guys.
Leadership, Jay, leadership.
Dude, and he has this, like, humbleness about him, and it's just pretty impressive kind of how he carries himself. He also has a very impressive mustache. But, you know, I think when they started to put it together, I also, if we have an enterprising listener out there that knows how to work Excel, or maybe Toby can do this, I don't know. But so much has been made of the Caps' goal differential. And Spencer Carberry last night was like, listen, it's a fact. I'm not going to pretend like it's not real, but that doesn't matter now because we're in the playoffs.
In the playoffs now. So whatever happened before means nothing.
The Caps go into the playoffs with a minus 37 goal differential, which might be the worst of all time. I don't know.
That out the window right now.
People were saying that last night. I totally agree with that. But I also am curious how much of, like, I'd love to figure out that goal differential with Kemper at goal versus Lindgren at goal. Because early in the year, it was supposed to be Darcy Show, and he was kind of a mess. Mm-hmm. And they were getting blown out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And once Lindgren got in, I feel like at least the blowouts kind of slowed, and then he got really hot, and the wins started piling up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are clearly a limited offensive team. I think at the end of the second period last night, I think they had 15 shots. They're not going to – this is not a pace and space, let's rain some threes on you kind of offense. But, dude, none of that matters. They're in, and I think – for this team, after everything they went through, that's all. It kind of is enough. We'll see what happens against the Rangers. Rangers are a damn freight train, but them getting in was just so freaking cool.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, what was their goal last night? Win, and we're in. My question is, they won and they're in. Why the hell do we all care about what a goal differential was today? What happened all season? They're in the playoffs now. It's a reset. And we've already said eight seeds win all the time, right?
I mean,
it'll be tough.
It happens.
It happens, but it'll be tough. But still, they have an opportunity now to go do that. All the talk about what happened prior, why?
Right. I'm with you. Ovi had a great line last night. It's also really cool just specifically for Alex Ovechkin. Hopefully everybody watched the game. If you got to the end of that game, you watched it. TJ Oshie, and I think we're oversimplifying. Yes, it was an empty netter, but if you saw that game-winning goal, Oshie's along the boards with the defenseman lunging at him, and he doesn't have much of an angle. Like, he has to put some sauce on that shot to get it into the lower 90 of the far side. Like, that was a tough angle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was no goalie in there, but that was not like – when you think of an empty netter, it's a guy on a rush by himself that kind of just tosses it in.
Yeah.
That was hardly the case for Osha's goal. It was an impressive – as far as empty netters go, it was pretty damn impressive. Regardless, though, we had John Walton on the show yesterday who explained, listen, Philly cannot go to overtime. There's a non-zero chance that if this game is tied late, they're going to have to pull the goalie because Philly's only path forward was winning in regulation. The Flyers are now cooked because the Red Wings are going to overtime.
Uh-huh.
They're cooked. So the only thing they can try to do in that moment is knock the Caps out. You're not going anywhere, bro. So the best thing you can do is just force the Caps to overtime, which then complicates the Caps' life. Mm-hmm. And if you watch that game, the Caps' legs looked pretty shot. I don't know that they could have handled overtime with less players on the ice and then a shootout. Like, they would just... what they had going for them was named Charlie Lindgren at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But he's either unaware of it or still just wants to win in regulation, whatever the case was. And it's, to me, entirely possible he was unaware of it because everything was happening so fast. And I don't know that they have somebody in the booth or something to let them know, yo, Detroit went to OT.
We're done, man.
Yeah, or maybe
we can knock them out. Now, I'm sure he Todd Ellis would want to knock us out.
Right, but the best path to knocking Washington out was keeping the goalie in and going to overtime. So instead, they pull the goalie. Oshie scores what was not at all a simple empty net goal. It was a hell of a shot. Now, there wasn't a goalie, but it was still a hell of a shot. And then Washington gets through. And that wasn't that simple either. I mean, the last 30 seconds of that, they couldn't clear the zone. Seemed like the Flyers got faceoff after faceoff in the offensive zone. It was kind of... It was nail biting.
That's how it was supposed to be, man. You got to have some drama down the stretch.
Sure.
If they just could clear, it'd have been boring as hell. You wanted to stress a little bit.
There was plenty of drama, but after the game, it was awesome because the Caps players realized it. I don't know if they realized it in the moment, but they sure as hell realized that the Flyers didn't give them anything, but it kind of helped them on accident. And Ovi just had a great line. He said, Detroit get a point, and they still pull the goalie. They didn't know that, but we'll take it. Thanks, Philly.
But they were focused on that one game.
I just love that from Ovi.